everyone, and welcome to another Three Stars Podcast Half Shot. I am Brad, and I've got my two amazing hosts with me, Samantha and Bill.
Hello.
Howdy.
So today we're talking about a topic that just keeps, like, the idea of this topic just keeps swimming around for, you know, I don't know, all you 1984 fans out there, I guess. Before we get into it, make sure you like and share this episode with your favorite and some of your least favorite people out there. Get the word out. Let them know we exist. And make sure you go out and write us a review. So I was calling this the birds aren't real, and Bill Bill called it the tinfoil hat.
I like that one better.
So we're basically talking about the idea that Big Brother is always listening and watching, or we're talking about, but really this is like much more specific because it's kind of crackball, right? Crackball. What's the word that I'm looking for?
Harebrained.
Harebrained. Nitwit.
Unless they're real. Unless they're right. In which case,
Then we're all gonna look really stupid, right? So this topic comes up based off of a woman who wrote to Texas Roadhouse on their Facebook page, and I guess it's almost a review, but it's more of a complaint. Samantha, do you have that pulled up? Do you want to read it?
I do. I've got it right here.
All right.
Okay. So this is Texas Roadhouse. Jessica King wrote this, and I don't mind sharing her name because this is just so out there.
She put it on the FB.
Yep, it's on Facebook. You can go find her. I just went to the Uniontown, Pennsylvania, 15401, which... that's way too much detail.
That's specific.
Yeah.
It's extremely specific. Texas Roadhouse restaurant, and I swear... the light bulbs that are at every single table where customers sit, eat, and talk privately are being listened to and monitored. I mentioned to my husband that the sweet buns that are given to every patron were hard and not freshly made. Strangely enough, the very next basket, without any mention of this comment to the wait staff, the very next basket was freshly made. My husband asked me if my food was hot. In less than 5 minutes, the manager came out to ask if everything was all right. I do not approve of this invasion of privacy. The patrons are not being informed of this. These cameras are less than 2 feet away from the people, and most people are under the impression they have a reasonable expectation of privacy. These spy light bulbs are an invasion of privacy. People access private information on their cell phones and talk about private issues. Where are the limits to the information that is being gathered? Why isn't the public being informed that they are being watched?
So I have to tell you, I actually think that this is real. I read it several times.
Light bulbs watching you?
Well, no.
And listening in on you?
No. Like that, this person was not just writing it as a joke, is what I mean. Like, I think this person really thinks this. Like, I think that this person, at first I was like, you know, maybe this person was just kind of like fucking around and goofing on Texas Roadhouse for a bit. But the way it's written,
yeah.
I think that this person legitimately believes that they're being spied on through the light bulbs.
I think she feels that way as well. Now,
crackpot. That's what
crackpot.
It was.
Crackpipe.
Now, we all know that our cell phones do listen to us. We all know that Alexa does listen to us. We all know that you should cover up your cameras on your computers because the government anyone can hack into your computer and start watching you from your own.
There's entirely too much coincidence for that to not be true.
Yeah.
Like for us to like, we can sit here and talk about a product right now, and I guarantee Amazon's going to show me that fucking product.
Or Instagram will start showing it later on my feed. Yeah, absolutely. However, light bulbs at your table.
I mean, you think that's what they're using to spy on you? That's the crazy thing. Bill made a really good point, which is Bill.
Oh, I don't. I make lots of good points, Brad.
So Bill made a really good point.
You do.
That a lot of people's security camera systems now also have audio.
Yeah.
So you can hear things that are going on, and that's for security purposes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's not for spying.
No.
However, I don't think that Texas Roadhouse, they don't have enough staff to do any.
Yeah,
thing like in this restaurant business that we're in, right? No one has the staff to just sit there and
pay somebody to just watch and listen.
Fresh buns, fresh buns. Table 25, fresh buns,
stat,
table
stat,
25.
Go now, run.
Sounds to me like the people at Texas Roadhouse are just doing their jobs. That's what it sounds like.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Congratulations. You actually went out and got excellent service. Maybe a table realized. Or the kitchen realized, you know, like we just sent out some bread
older
that didn't
bread.
Look great.
Yeah.
Or the server realized it and said, hey, can you fire like some fresh rolls for me or you know, sticky buns or whatever they are. And same thing, like the manager coming by.
They're supposed to do that.
Yeah,
they're
call
supposed
table touch, yeah.
to. Yes.
You know, a lot of managers don't. That's fallen to the wayside. A lot of managers just sit in the corner and hang out on their cell phones in the little wait station by the service well and don't really do a whole lot. You know, the managers are supposed to be on the floor. The GM, not so much.
I was talking over Bill there when he said it. It's called a table touch.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
It is 100% what managers are supposed to do. They are actually supposed to go and engage with the guests, check in on you, and make sure that your food is good, right? So, like, in terms of the steps of service, one of those things for a server is to do a 2-minute check back, which is you get your food, your server makes sure that you have everything you need. Then they're supposed to check back with you within 2 minutes after you've like kind of prepped your food or taken your bite or taken stock of like what you have or don't have and make sure that you're okay. And then within, you know, 5 minutes or so after maybe even 10 minutes, somewhere in your dining, a manager is supposed to come by and just say, hey, folks, my name is so-and-so, and, you know, I'm the manager tonight. I just want to see if you guys are doing it right, if your food's hot and fresh. Like, it is a standard of service.
Yeah, and a lot don't. You know, Jessica, I'm really sorry that you're
are
so
crazy.
Paranoid.
Yeah.
You're so paranoid, but I think you hit one of the few jackpot restaurants in the United States where they actually take pride in their job. And they do what they're supposed to do. I don't think the light bulbs are watching or listening to you. The birds, they definitely are.
Yeah, no, the birds aren't
the
real,
birds,
for
the
sure.
The birds nope. are yeah, totally. No, all the different variety of birds out there, the ones that we still haven't even discovered in the Amazon jungle, yep, they're there by the government. But
yeah.
light bulbs,
and the Amazon
no.
jungle is not the warehouse up on I-25.
Yeah, but the light bulbs, no. That's just...
I love the... My husband asked me if my food was hot. In less than 5 minutes, the manager came out. It's like...
That's how that's okay, supposed to work.
Well, right. And if the manager was there, like, immediately,
spy
like what's his name? The... what was the movie with Adam Sandler where the guy's like, would you like me to rub your feet?
Mr. Deeds.
Right. If it was like that, where like all of a sudden the manager like pops up and says, is your food hot and fresh?
Where did you even come from?
would you like me to get you something else?
That would be weird. But this person like takes it to a whole other level of like legit getting angry. I do not approve of this invasion of privacy. Like, these are my private conversations, and I'm on, like, people are on their cell phones and they're looking things up, and this is private.
Post on Facebook about it.
Yeah, so it's not private. But here's the thing, you're in a public space. So, like, while I understand you're in a booth or a table that's a little private area of this public space, you're in a public space. You don't own that space. So it's public to everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, there is the idea of like if you're having a conversation that it's pretty localized, unless you're speaking very loudly.
Yeah.
But this like this is whole next level. What I would like is for her to go back to the same Texas Roadhouse and actually have a very quiet conversation and whisper
and
test her theory.
Oh, that's a good idea.
To see if these things happen. We might actually consider going to a Texas Roadhouse and seeing
checking
if we can,
it out.
Yeah, seeing if we can
checking
like
on the light bulbs.
If we can recreate the process here. Just like pull the light bulb over to our face, like it's a microphone.
Yeah.
And be like,
hello. Hello. Yeah.
Just one.
a little too far.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy it.
I definitely don't buy it. Like I said, I think it's, you know, harebrained crackpot, whatever. It just total wackadoo kind of bullshit. But this is like the world we're living in now. Right? Yeah. I mean, you know, like Aldous Huxley talked about it. George Orwell talked about it. Yep. We really are in that kind of a situation where you do kind of like, look, it used to be a thing where if someone came out with a camera, they were asking permission if they could take your picture.
Yeah.
Now everyone's got their phones out and they're videoing everything all the time.
Yeah, there's no permission.
I mean, yeah, like if anything, she should probably be more concerned about the table across the way,
right,
who's probably like trying to take like
a picture
of
her,
sneaky photo of her, because
yeah,
she probably wore her tinfoil hat to dinner that night. All right. That's enough about this. thank you, everybody, for listening to this Half Shot. We really do appreciate you coming back every week. Make sure to like and share this episode. Make sure to hit us up on Instagram. That is, I think, where we're most active. Facebook as well. And yeah, give us any topics that you you think are funny or any funny stories that you've got to tell. We would absolutely love to hear them. And thanks again to my co-hosts. This is it's great getting to record with you guys every time.
Yeah, it is fun. Thank you.
Thank you.